Delling Poll, Britain's Ramona Parliament is an embarrassing joke. By James Delling Poll on September 29, 2019. I agree with Douglas Murray, in 20 years' time we're going to look back on this era as an age of insanity and wonder how it was that so many people could possibly have been so stupid. Our political class especially. Can there ever have been a period in history, even in the turmoil of the years leading up to the Civil War, when Parliament lost the plot quite so spectacularly? When the people supposedly serving us as our elected representatives proved themselves so disgracefully low rent, so manifestly thick, so embarrassingly unfit for purpose? I'm thinking, particularly, of the debate last week, or rather the excuse for a pretense of a mockery of a debate, when the leftist loons on the opposition benches decided to take tactical offense at the Prime Minister's use of a series of harmless words: humbug, surrender, capitulation. Humbug is an old-fashioned word, most famously used by Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, for dishonest or deceptive speech. And humbug was, of course, exactly what previously unknown Labour MP Paula Sheriff was guilty of when she decided that the best way to humiliate Prime Minister Boris Johnson and grab herself a few minutes of limelight was metaphorically to disinter the corpse of murdered MP Joe Cox. "I genuinely do not seek to stifle robust debate," she began, her nose visibly lengthening. Paula Pinocchio Sheriff then went on to lambaste the Prime Minister for his use of offensive, dangerous or inflammatory language for legislation that we do not like. So far so predictably dishonest and canting. Let's remind ourselves that the offensive and dangerous and inflammatory language in question was Boris's use of the phrase Surrender Act to describe the act, introduced by Remainer Labour MP Hilary Benn and fast-tracked with the connivance of the Remainer Speaker John Bercow, which made it illegal for Boris to negotiate a no-deal Brexit. In other words, it very much was an act of surrender to the European Union's hostile negotiators. But then Sheriff decided to up the rhetorical ante by going full Joe Cox. Joe Cox was, of course, the Labour MP tragically murdered in the streets by a mentally ill man with far-right sympathies during the Brexit referendum campaign. Labour has been attempting to pin the blame for this on Brexit and Brexiteers ever since, though rarely with such clod-hopping, tub-thumping unsubtlety as Sheriff. One second she was talking about inflammatory language, the next she was dousing the floor of the Commons with petrol. Metaphorically, though I doubt that's a word in her limited vocabulary, getting out her Zippo, and torching the Palace of Westminster. The Prime Minister was understandably taken aback at this entirely gratuitous and, yes, inflammatory reference to an MP whose murder had nothing whatsoever to do with the debate in hand. His answer sought to introduce a sense of proportion, nay, reality to this display of thoroughly manufactured hysteria. He replied, "I have to say, Mr. Speaker, I have never heard such humbug in all my life. Nor have I. Nor, I doubt, has anyone with an ounce of common sense. Only Ramoners are so completely unhinged that they can find anything untoward about the metaphorical use of the word surrender, in Parliament or anywhere else. Quite simply, see also Donald Trump, Brexit has so deranged a segment of our population so completely that they have quite literally lost the ability to think rationally or behave decently and fairly. I noticed this when I tried explaining the logic to a friend who voted Remain. I said, imagine if I went back in time and told you that, say, 10 years in the future the policing of our speech would have reached such a strange pass that even the word surrender would be considered dangerous and controversial in Parliament. Do you not think that your 10 years ago self might find that a bit weird? My friend could not see it at all. It's not just that word surrender. It's the general tone of the debate. And all the other words they've used in Parliament like traitor and betrayal. I'm going to stop you there because we're talking here about the specific word surrender, which is what all the fuss is about, I said. Also, I'm pretty sure that traitor has been dishonestly introduced into the debate by Ramoner propagandists such as ex-Prime Minister John Major and, see above, by Paula Sheriff. That said, even if stronger terms like betrayal and traitor had been used by Brexiteers in Parliament, I'm not sure that they would have been illegitimate or even inflammatory, just a plain statement of the truth. From today's Mail on Sunday, we learn that Downing Street has launched a major investigation after officials received intelligence that MPs, including former Cabinet Minister Oliver Letwin, had received help drafting the bill later to become the Surrender Act from members of the French government and the European Union. If treating with a foreign power in order to undermine your country's national interest isn't treachery, an act of betrayal in the work of traitors, then I don't know what is. Boris Johnson, to his great credit, has refused to back down over this free speech issue. Today, the leftist TV presenter Andrew Marr tried to bully him into an apology. Boris wasn't having it. Surely the real issue here is the utter absurdity of his being put in this position in the first place. How can it be right that Parliament is currently chock-full of vexatious, gobby, thick as pig shit, no talents, so tricksy and dishonest and unprincipled that they feel able to take the Prime Minister to task for using a harmless word? And how can it be right that they do not get disciplined for their time wasting by the Speaker? How can it be right that we have a mainstream media so grotesquely biased that rather than point out the absurdity of this behavior, it instead endorses it and makes it the main topic of discussion for 3 days running? Britain's Parliament used to be a shining example, the envy of the civilized world. Now it is an embarrassment and a joke. And the fault for this lies entirely with the Remainer liberal elite who have hijacked Britain's constitution and subverted it to their own anti-democratic interests. There are many words to describe what they have done to our country and what kind of people they are. Traitors barely scratches the surface. But the important thing is that all of us with eyes to see and ears to hear know exactly what's going on and will be merciless in destroying those responsible. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.